Right. Hello, I'm the barrister Stephen Barrett, and I wanted to do a short video on the collapse of the alleged China spies. It's very important to remember that they're always alleged. We have innocence until proven guilty, no trial occurred, and really, this video, and I don't think anybody else should cast aspersions on those individuals, but there is a story here, and it's quite an important one. A lot of people have said that their spidey sense is now tingling. I may be paraphrasing a little bit, but former head of MI6, Sir Richard Dearlove, has come out and said this absolutely stinks. A former DPP has come out and said this absolutely stinks. And I think most interesting for our purposes is that a former chair of the law faculty at Cambridge, a man called Professor Mark Elliott, with whom I vehemently disagree on a number of topics and actively disagree on interpretation of international law, also thinks that this stinks. And if Stephen Barrett and Mark Elliott are in fierce agreement, then something is going on and it's worth doing a video. Now, for those of you who aren't au fait with this, you may well be aware that there's some sort of scandal and that people are calling for the Prime Minister to resign, that the Prime Minister is currently wriggling like billio in a desperate attempt to blame Jonathan Powell. He's another individual particularly questionable. He minimised or sought to minimise the value of the Chagos Islands when we were giving them away, which is inherently curious. And many people, including Guido Fawkes, have been investigating his affectionate links to China or statements of affection towards China, which he has publicly made. And you can find those on Guido's website. So Starmer is currently desperately trying to shrug off the issue. But what's going on? Right. Well, it started quite oddly with a letter from our current director of public prosecutions, who is the head of the CPS, a man called Stephen Parkinson. Now, many of you may remember that Sir Keir Starmer used to be head of the CPS. This is not his immediate successor. That was a lady whose name escapes me because I'm middle-aged. But this is the one that came after her. And this director of public prosecutions is one of these nominally independent people in our system. Now, if you watch me a lot, you'll know I don't like this alleged operational independence, which has grown up over really only 20 years. Churchill, when he was Home Secretary, was literally on the front line with police officers holding a battle. So the idea that there's some sort of independence, and I think independence creates unaccountability, but Stephen Parkinson is a good man because he wrote to the two MPs on one of the justice committees about this case, about the fact that it collapsed. He highlighted that operational independence is supposed to exist or allegedly exists. I have no idea where this comes from. So he didn't want to go into too much detail, but he did. What he said was absolutely deafeningly loud if you are attuned to British public life and particularly the justice system. It's when in my days in court, I would be sat there and I would hear immediately from the judge that we had lost the case and my client would be still sat there smiling, thinking that we might win. And lawyers often talk in such a way that you can't necessarily, or non-lawyers, I think, to be fair, non-lawyers are probably deliberately excluded because we're probably quite, we think quite highly of ourselves. But anyway, this remarkable man, who is our director of public prosecutions, wrote to say that when he has personally no doubt that when the prosecution was begun, that the CPS applied the test properly. Okay, so let's get this back. We think that there might be, we allege, spying incidents somewhere around 21, 22, 23. The director of the CPS is saying in 2024, or whenever the charging decision is taken, it was the right decision. Then he highlights that by late August 2025, i.e. under this government, and only a few months ago, evidence that would be necessary would not be forthcoming. And what Keir Starmer has misled people about is that he has said, well, the reason for that is because the government didn't consider China an enemy at the relevant time. And It's true that for prosecution under the this would have been the 1911 Official Secrets Act. So to prosecute under that, you do need to show that they are aiding an enemy. But unsurprisingly, the latest leading case on this is from 2024. And unsurprisingly, their judges say that, and they didn't create this law in 2024, by the way. It's always been the case since 1911. So the pre-existing case law states that an enemy includes a potential enemy with whom we might someday be at war, as well as states with which the UK is currently at war with, not limiting the category of enemies to such states. So it's anybody who's a current threat to the national security of the UK. And there is more than enough evidence to suggest, and this is what this is why the Times journalist, Stephen, I think he's at the Times, I have his name, but Stephen Swinford gets very het up about all of this. Yes, he is the political editor of the Times. Right. So he's very upset about all this because there is more than enough evidence to suggest that China satisfies the test for being an enemy. And that should really be obvious to anyone. You don't have to be at war with somebody for them to be a potential enemy. I mean, perfectly rationally, lots of states are a potential future enemy. And during the time, Stephen Swinford highlights the Integrated Review in 2023, which labelled it China an epoch-defining challenge. And that there are other instances that given by speeches by the heads of MI5 and MI6 and statements from the government of the day, the Conservative government, publicly available stuff, that if they wanted to construct the argument that China was a threat to national security, then that could certainly have been done. And so I have no doubt in my mind in supporting our Director of Public Prosecutions that this prosecution was properly brought. Right. Next stinky thing on the list, which... Mark Elliott, who neither Mark Elliott nor I are criminal lawyers, and he goes to great pains to say that. I really don't think it's terribly relevant. I'll point it out sometimes if I forget. I forget. People know who I am by now. It's just a stylistic approach. As I said, I don't always agree with Professor Elliott. But he rightly points out that this ultimately is a question for a jury. So when if a jury had heard this trial of these alleged spies and they'd had all the evidence put to them and the case could be managed in such a way that any evidence that is secret could be not made public and juries have to swear. You know, there's all sorts of ways to manage cases like this. We can do spy cases. And he says ultimately this is a question for a jury, which is absolutely right. So if it met the threshold of evidence when the case was initially brought, how can this government in August 2025 say that it now doesn't meet the evidential threshold, particularly when that evidential threshold is ultimately for a jury to decide? Yes, the CPS has to behave responsibly, but it's very clear from the Director of Public Prosecutions that he thinks this case could have been brought, could have been put, and then the jury could probably have decided whether at the relevant time China was a potential threat to UK national security. I mean, I don't see any of this as particularly controversial. There are a number of things and practices in which China engages, not least of all, it's currently prescribed sitting members of parliament, and it's got lawyers British lawyers who it's put on a bad list, a naughty list. You know, these are hostile actions towards the United Kingdom. There is more than enough, in my view, and I think everybody else's view, that this case should have gone ahead. Now, one man is particularly charming, or I would say excessively British, in that he has said that, I'm trying to find the quote now, and as usual, when you need something, you can't find it. But what's the actual words from this? And this is another former director of public prosecutions, and he says, "I am genuinely puzzled, to put it politely, about the basis on which this trial has fallen apart." Well, yes, I am genuinely puzzled. I think this stinks to high heaven. I think it looks like a government which is in hock to China. I think giving China effectively the Chagos Islands via Mauritius, who are effectively a very close ally, there are other words I could use, of China. And I think this government does everything it can to empower China at every opportunity when China is a threat or a potential threat to the national security of the United Kingdom, leading us to a position where we have a British Prime Minister who is supportive of threats, outside hostile threats, potentially hostile threats to our own country. And I'm not going to be as polite as that's Lord Sedwell, who I quoted, who said he's genuinely puzzled, to put it politely. Well, I don't think I need to put it politely. I think that this is absolutely outrageous. I think that this is a national scandal of the Profumo affair type and scale, probably bigger. I mean, that, for those of you who don't know, that was when a government minister was simply having an affair with somebody who was nominally tied, because she was also having an affair with a Russian. But we weren't at war with Russia, but it was still a massive scandal. Now, this is out of that league. They are actively supporting China. And this is absolutely disgraceful. The Prime Minister is wriggling. He's trying to say it's all Jonathan Powell's fault. Well, who employed Jonathan Powell? The bollard did. And one day he's going to have to face up for the effects of his own actions, and the Prime Minister needs to resign.